KGCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hey, if you got big boobs, let me hear from you.
Hey.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
251 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Bob and Dan still on vacation. The throwdown in for them. Rich Phillips and Kevin Scott will be back Monday as well from 1 until 3. But right now it is time for a little Why Today Doesn't Suck. And joining us, as always, for that, it is Mike and Greg, The Hardline. And they are in Arlington, correct?
That is correct, Rich Phillips.
What is up, Hammer?
Not much, man. This here.
Arlington Convention Center.
Cool little scene we got going on here.
So y'all going to interview the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase?
Probably not.
How about Terry Runnels? Or
No, but we're probably going to interview Fergie Jenkins, Hall of Famer. Probably Frank Howard, the guy that hit the first home run in the history of the Rangers. Probably going to interview them.
Not bad. Have a former Ranger roundtable out
Could be.
Did you have to run to the table, Grego?
I did.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm a little bit out of breath, and I apologize for that, but I'm on time.
That's okay. I'm glad you're on time.
Right.
Kevin Scott quit the show, so.
He did?
Well, he's got to go back and do tickers.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are very hardworking people. You did tickers this morning.
Yes.
Kevin Scott has to do them this afternoon.
Yes.
The listeners just don't know how fortunate they are to have dedicated people like you and Kevin Scott. And I mean
that. Thank
you, Greg. And I mean that.
And we got ticket sports Saturday tomorrow, noon to 6.
I know it. Lots to talk about tomorrow.
Get ready for it.
Are the tickets?
Yes. Is that Rhines I hear?
It is him.
Yes.
He's just waiting to get in a word edgewise.
Oh. Yes.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Can't wait for that big 6-hour.
I'm not Kevin, but thanks for working with me.
Can't wait for that big 6-hour Sports Cretan extravaganza tomorrow.
It is a Sports Cretan extravaganza, isn't it?
I would say so.
Why Today Doesn't Suck, brought to you by Texas Tickets. And
all right, I'm going to need to
Texas
be cranked up
Nissan
in the headset just quite a bit here, Pete, okay?
We're producing on the air?
Yes, we are producing on the air.
Yes. Well, on this date in 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot by Charles J. Guiteau, a disappointed office seeker.
A disgruntled office seeker.
Yes, and Garfield died the following September 19th.
Yeah, he hung in there for a while, but he just couldn't get it back.
Nope. Was that right at the start of his second term, Rhines?
I think so.
Because he was elected twice, was he not?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I can just name him in order.
Oh, okay. What number was he?
20.
Okay, thank you very much. On this date in 1947...
And Hayes and Arthur were on either side of it.
Right.
Rutherford B.
Right,
exactly.
And Chester Allen.
And, 1947 on the state, an object crashed near Roswell, New Mexico.
Mm.
And the Air Force insisted it was a weather balloon, but eyewitnesses say it was a spacecraft of alien nature.
I believe them.
You believe who?
That it was a spacecraft of alien nature.
I think that's highly possible.
Well, if it's not, then why have they kept that area sealed off? And why is there such a big cover-up? And why is everything top secret? If it's just a weather balloon, you just say, hey, that's a weather balloon.
Here, show it
to
me.
That happens. Yeah, here it is.
Let's see it.
But why would you seal off that area for 60 years? That makes sense, Ron.
And I am of the belief that this universe of ours is too big for us to be the center of it.
Although
the Hardline is the center
of it. The hard, I mean,
right.
We are. I mean,
right.
Our show
is the center. Yeah, well, of course.
It revolves around us.
I know that. On this date in 1962, it was a huge date for Norm Hitzkiss because the cover of Newsweek featured Generalissimo Francisco Franco. And it was not his dead body. He was still alive at the time. On this date in 1979, the Susan B. Anthony dollar rolled out.
That was a failed bit.
Boy, was it ever. Might have been a good idea to make it a little bit different size than a quarter.
Right.
1992, Braniff failed. That was their second bankruptcy,
yeah,
wasn't
which
it?
Time?
This was, I think, their final one in 92.
Did you ever fly Braniff runs?
Yeah, I flew Braniff a time.
I flew it many times back in the 70s on those funky colored planes they had.
Yep. Weren't they like brown? And their colors were like brown and orange?
They went real weird in the late 70s. They started painting all different colors. There were blue planes.
That's why they went broke.
Planes.
They spent too much money on paint.
They probably did.
They went psychedelic because everything was psychedelic back then.
Right. And on this date in 1993, the Michigan Supreme Court ordered a Michigan couple to turn over their would-be adoptive daughter to her biological parents in Iowa. Mm. That would be baby Jessica.
Mm. Well, she went in the well.
No, that was a different one, wasn't it?
Well, how many can there be?
Well, I guess there's two, right? Because that was in Odessa, Midland, something?
Nope, there can only be one.
Okay, well, there's the one. In 1996, Lyle and Eric Menendez sentenced to life in prison without parole for murdering their parents.
Well, they should have been.
Jordan's going to do that someday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's already got a plan laid out?
Right.
That's not very nice. You let her drive the Sclade, man. She shouldn't murder you. Not nice. Although maybe she should murder you. What am I saying? It's Reiner I'm talking about.
She has plenty of reasons to.
Come on,
she
does.
Come on, Dick Hicks.
I know.
You're better than that.
What am I thinking? How about some birthdays?
Why not?
Reiner, Mike Anger is 47.
Who?
Mike Anger.
Mike Anger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have no
idea. Isn't he with the Bastard People?
No. Who are they?
Yeah, not the stage name of Mick Bastard?
I don't know him, man. He's from the Blow Monkeys.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't tell you a thing about them.
All right. Well, I bet you could tell us something about Pete Briquette, who is 50.
No, not really.
Really?
I don't think so. His name doesn't ring a bell.
The bassist of the Boomtown Rats?
No, no. Mm. Can't tell you a whole lot about them.
Wasn't that Bob Geldof's?
That was his band.
Yeah, don't know anything about the Buzzcocks. Don't know anything about the Smiths. Don't know anything about Morrissey. Don't know anything about XTC.
You know what, Runs? You're better off not knowing
you
anything.
You are.
Don't know much about the Jam. Don't know much about any of that.
History?
Yeah, history.
Or biology?
Don't know much biology.
Right.
You know what a slide rule is for.
Well, don't know much about science books.
Hmm.
Don't know much about the French I took.
Right. Any more?
No. That's all we got.
How about this one, Rhines? Johnny Calla is 52.
Johnny Calla. Hmm. 52, huh?
Man, I am just swinging and missing on all these guys.
No, not really.
He's the saxophonist from Huey Lewis
and the News.
There you go.
Would you like the rest of the band?
I know one of them, Huey.
Yeah?
That's it.
You know, Ron's Big Anthony's out here. Have you ever seen a bigger pair of shorts in your life?
No. Those are truly tent-sized.
Who's the rest of the band, Rhines?
All right, this is going to test me a little
bit.
I might be letting an alligator mouth overload my tadpole ass here. But back in the day, let's see, you had Mario Cipollina on bass.
Mm.
Go ahead and get Huey Lewis out of the
Yeah, band. You had him. You had Johnny Calla, who played guitar and sax. You had Chris Hayes on guitar. Bill Gibson on drums and Sean Hopper on keys.
Wow. You blow all those names by me, and I'll disagree with you.
Well, you better check and see if they're right or not. I might have missed one or two in there. Google that right away. They were great, man. I loved Huey Lewis and the News. They were just here not too long ago, and I'll bet they were excellent.
If you want a good CD to listen to, their greatest hits, because you've forgotten how many good songs they really had.
I can take them or leave them.
Well, they don't throw down deviltry.
They don't, man.
So, of course, you wouldn't like them.
Not real big into them.
They're no Anthrax.
They are not Anthrax, man.
They didn't do the Snake Pit theme.
No, they did not, like Slayer did. Jeffrey Cooper is 49.
Jeff Cooper.
Well, I thought Reiner would know something.
Who's that aimed at?
You.
Me?
Yeah, he's the guitarist from Midnight Star.
I've never even heard of them.
I don't know who they are either. I thought you might have. No. Well, you guys know this gentleman, because he is greatness. Larry David is 57.
Wow.
That is greatness.
That is some greatness. I love that show.
I'm glad he's older than me, too.
Does that make you feel superior?
Yeah, it does.
Hmm. That's good.
That means if we'd have gone to high school together when I was a sophomore, he'd have been a senior.
I just love that show because it's so frustrating to watch what a fool he is.
He's what, 57?
57.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't have been in high school. We were 4 years apart.
Oh, we were?
Yeah. Mm. You wouldn't have known him at all.
He was already in college.
Yeah, maybe not. He wouldn't have had anything to do with me anyway because I was such a dork.
Well, do you think he had it going on when he was in high school?
Come on, man. Look at the guy.
I bet he did. I'll bet his better days are behind him.
He is so socially inept, though. Vicente Fox is 62.
President of Mexico.
Yes, he is. Jerry Hall is 48. Maybe
I'll
Mick bet when can you call
get,
in about
I
her today.
I bet when you get right down to it, she's had it.
Oh, I'm
anybody
sure.
Anybody seen that lately?
Well, don't you remember when she did that nude scene and everybody was saying fried eggs?
Kind of like Tonya Harding?
Nothing wrong with Tonya Harding.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Fried
she's
eggs.
She's had the boobs fixed since then.
Well, she better have. There's still plenty of other things wrong with her, though.
Can't have saggers in this world.
Richard Petty is 67.
Won 200 NASCAR races, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
The inspiration for petty theft.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. His racing team's not so good, though.
That's amazing, too.
Yeah, they don't do so well.
Well, for one, he's probably got his son driving.
That's one of his
problems.
That's
one of the problems
Absolutely.
Right there.
You're right. A couple years ago, they had a guy named Buckshot driving for him, so that was a problem.
Buckshot
too.
Jones.
You got it. Jose...
They need Dick Trickle driving.
Man, he's retired. Jose Canseco is 43.
Well, then that means Ozzy's 43, too.
That's true. Good point. Thank you, Grego.
Where's Kevin Scott? Did he bail on this segment totally?
He's got to go do tickers, man.
Oh.
He had to drive back to the station. Because we are out at Duke's today.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, am I boring you too much, Ryan?
No. Okay. You're doing fine. I just wondered.
You thought he was just laying out on us?
Yeah, I was just waiting for something from him.
He's got nothing.
I guess not.
Polly Holiday is 67.
Flo.
Yes.
And yeah. She's how old?
67.
She was just in a movie recently. She had a bit part. I can't remember what the movie was.
She still might be a pretty nice piece.
No, she never was.
Oh, I'll tell you what she had a bit piece in, runs. Laurel Canyon.
Really?
Yep.
Ugh.
That's a movie you're touting quite a bit these days.
Not really touting it. I'm just saying that's a movie that I think you would like.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan is 18.
Her boobs are about 2, though.
Months.
Okay. That's nice. No?
Man, that kid is a mess.
Think it's too early to have a boob job, Rhines?
Yeah, for me it kind of is.
When would you wait to have your boob job, Rhines?
When would I wait?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it until I was in my 30s.
Okay.
Now, if I was in my 30s and I still had raisins on an ironing board or I was starting to get a little sagging action going, then, yeah, you do it then.
Yeah, like Deborah Messing. Doesn't she need to have something done?
Definitely.
Because she's really pretty. Just,
she got nothing? There.
No, not enough. Sean Casey is 30.
Great hitter.
He's having a pretty stout year.
He sure
Great
is.
Great hitter.
Very good hitter this year. Amel DeMarcos is 75.
She's a woman of many shoes.
Yeah.
Was.
She is said to have left behind 2,400 pairs of shoes when they fled the Philippines in 1986.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she's on birthdays.
Okay.
She's not born on this day, now dead. At least not that we know of. James McNichol is 43.
Christie's brother.
You got it.
Well, he was in the star of James at 15. Short-lived TV show.
Okay. We'll have to go with that. Used to be on General Hospital, apparently. Joe Puerta is 53, Rhines.
Joe Puerta?
Yes.
Blues image.
No. Says here, bassist for Ambrosia and Bruce Hornsby in the Range.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
We'll go with that.
Ron Silver is 58.
Actor.
He's a great actor. He's good in anything he does.
For some reason, I cannot place him.
Gosh, he's been in everything.
I know, and I just can't come up with a face for him for some reason.
Didn't he play Alan Dershowitz? I believe he played Alan Dershowitz.
In what?
In
the Alan Dershowitz story?
No, what was the one about Klaus Van Buren?
I don't know.
Won the Academy Award.
Missed it.
I believe he played Alan Dershowitz, and he's played a lot of. He's good in everything he does.
Says here he was a Mac Davis Show regular, and he was on Rhoda. Those probably aren't some of his highlights of his career.
And we
don't have an age on this guy, but the great Bret Hart is having a birthday today.
He's 45.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
Because he's the same age I am.
Ah.
Why do we not have an age on him?
I didn't have an age for him on here.
Grego?
Yeah?
Reversal of Fortune.
That's it. Thank you. Reversal of Fortune.
All right.
I'll be here all day.
Great. Thanks, Snake.
Bye.
Appreciate that. How about some spare birthdays for you? Brendel Chamblee is 42.
Golf?
Yes. Joe McGrane is 40.
Cardinals? Who?
Joe McGrane?
Yeah, Cardinals.
Troy Brown is 33.
Patriots.
I believe so. Eric Days, or maybe it's Daze, is 29.
Hockey.
Blackhawks.
Chief.
And, I probably should put this guy on the spares. Joe Thornton is 25.
Tub.
Yes. Born on this day, now dead, Medgar Evers, civil rights leader.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Gray, who we should all bow down to, I guess, at the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Because Barry Gray pioneered the call-in radio show.
Mm.
Also born
what
on...
What year?
It doesn't say what year he did
that. I thought Joe Pine did that.
Well,
I thought Barry Champlain did it.
I think that was a name this guy may have been known by. I don't know.
I get that, Rhymes.
Thurgood Marshall, born on this day, now dead.
I thought Chuck Boyles and Snake Pit did it.
No, I don't think so. Dan Rowan, born on this day, now dead.
Greatness.
That's greatness.
Yes.
Greatness.
And Dave Thomas, born on this day, now dead.
Wendy's?
Former
yes.
Cowboys cornerback?
No, not him. Wendy's, the Wendy's founder.
Oh.
And dead on this day, still dead, Marlon Brando.
Yes.
Just hours ago. Now, Grego, you called Fernando this morning with that news. And, man, that Phoenix television station whooped everybody's behind on that story.
Well, they didn't they?
Because it was an hour and a half after you called us about it before anybody else had the story.
Yep.
I don't know how they got
that.
That'll
happen. Connections.
Yes. Dead on this day, still dead, Amelia Earhart.
They don't know that.
Well, that's what I guess they rule that as the day that her plane went missing.
Well, that theory cannot be proven.
What if she survived?
Who knows? Also, dead on this day, still dead, Betty Grable.
Pinup girl.
Mm-hmm. Fred Gwynne.
That's some greatness.
That
Herman
is.
Munster.
One of the great TV characters.
He used to work at Channel 8.
That's right, he did. Ernest Hemingway. Nostradamus, dead on this day, still dead. And dead on this day, still dead, the great Jimmy Stewart.
Extra innings.
And there you have it, boys.
That's why
that's very good, Dick Hicks.
Thank you, boys.
That was a phenomenal job flying solo.
Appreciate that.
It was a very concise version,
of
Dick
why
Hicks.
Why today doesn't suck, and birthdays, and borns, and deads, and spares. Tremendous job.
Thank you. What we got coming up on the hard line today?
Stuff.
That's next.